Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jets, Patriots on a Thursday night. A chance for the Jets to win three in a row and a chance for Aaron Glenn to make us as Jet fans proud. I respect the Patriots. I think what they did last week against Tampa Bay was very impressive. One of our loyal listeners and callers, Jaron Somerville, sent me a message in which he writes, "Enough coddling of New England. They don't play a game west of the Mississippi. New Orleans is a couple of blocks east of the Mississippi. And they don't go to Europe. How about attacking Roger Goodell for the easiest travel schedule in damn near history of the league instead of trying to sell the NFL app for him?" I think the NFL app is amazing. In fact, I will sell it again. Tonight's different because the Jet game will be local. Like anytime
So you don't have to necessarily go to Amazon.
You don't have to go to Amazon, but if you go to the NFL app and all of your credentials are logged in, you could technically watch the Jet game or any game that's on. So, sorry, I'm still going to sell the NFL app. Look, the Patriots are playing the schedule that they were given. Has it been mostly soft? Absolutely. But they still went to Buffalo and beat the Bills, and that could be the difference between the Bills winning the AFC East and the Patriots winning the AFC East. And certainly what they did last week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that was damn impressive too.
Right.
And quite frankly, I don't care about the Patriots' resume. What I care about is the Jets continuing this little momentum they've built around the bye and taking it to a blood rival in New England. Win that football game. Stick it to them. I can't stand these people. I've been in this building. I'll never forget that Monday night in December of 2010. 45-3, we got our asses kicked. And if that wasn't bad enough, the gremlins that live there harassed us, Tiki, the entire night.
Of course
night. They
did. Why would they not? It's a rival, and they dominated you. And look, most people think the same thing is going to happen. Most people believe that the Jets are going to get walked and stomped.
45-3?
Something like that. They believe that that's going to happen. But we're going to see a character game from the Jets today. What are you made of? Obviously, you got weaker because you traded away two of your best defensive players against an offense that has been clicking on every single positive cylinder this year in New England. Granted, it's obviously the schedule is weak, but still. And this Jet offense is not for Breece Hall. What the hell is it? So how can anybody with a rational mind go think that the Jets have a chance in this game? That's why what you're saying is fan emotion.
Well, I mean,
it's fan positivity. It is, I'm going to believe against all evidence to the contrary that my team has a chance.
Listen, we've been on the air now for 28 minutes. I don't think I've ever uttered the Jets are going to win tonight. I've uttered this would qualify as making me proud. He wants us to be proud as Jet fans. Win this football game as a 13-point underdog against a blood rival on a Thursday night. You want to do that? I'm so sick and tired of being embarrassed on primetime. How many times have they been embarrassed in primetime? They played the Patriots years ago in primetime. That was the famous I See Ghost game.
They played the Patriots in primetime a decade ago, and it was the butt fumble. Like, I'm sick of it. That 45-3 game that I talked about on a Monday night where me and Beningo and Ernie Acosta went, that was a Monday night. Embarrassed in primetime. How about we stick it to them? How about we embarrass them in primetime?
Was Seeing Ghosts primetime also?
Yes. Yeah. It was another primetime game. And the worst part about the IC Ghost game, Tommy may be one of the few that remember this, is that Joe and I picked the Jets confidently to win the game that night.
Mm-hmm.
So we went in thinking good things would happen. And not only did they get their asses kicked,
right,
but we got the icy ghosts.
I'm seeing ghosts.
Yeah.
Seeing ghosts.
That was in the first quarter, second quarter?
I think it was early.
It was early.
Meanwhile, the Voice is now one of the legitimate MVP candidates in the NFL.
100%. They have a legit 8-2 record right now.
They certainly do. Now let's get to your calls. We'll get to Tom Thibodeau, Mike Brown coming up at about 2:50, and what happened last night at Madison Square Garden. How he's getting a little bit of a pass. Mm. But let's get to your calls. Mike is in Westchester. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Evan and Tiki. Evan, I'm right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right with you, man. Let's beat some Patriot butt tonight. You know, I can't stand this team. I would be so happy and proud if they did beat them tonight. That this little win streak, they may have some momentum. They have the special teams. They have Will freaking McDonald.
That's right.
In the backfield.
Will bleeping McDonald. Look, special teams, which really buoyed them to that victory against Cleveland. That's how you pull off an upset like this.
Yeah.
You know, Tiki said it. Everything would point to the Patriots being the far better team and rolling the Jets up. There are two things that have to happen tonight for the Jets to pull off the upset. Not that they need a kick return and a punt return for a touchdown, but they need to make a play on special teams. And number two, how about this? How about this crazy thing? And I know this is going to sound nuts. I may need a drug test for even saying this on the air. Maybe the Jets can force a turnover.
I knew you were going to say that. And it's the one thing that the Patriots don't do regularly and that the Jets just don't give.
They do not give it at all. They have forced one turnover this entire season, and they have not had an interception all year. And you know what?
That's almost impossible.
I know! It's almost bad luck. But I'll make you this prediction. First interception's coming tonight. It's coming tonight.
Who? Do we have a player?
I don't have a player. I don't have a situation.
Sean's looking to make a wager if you have a feeling. If you have a gut, Sean's got some cash.
Is that
exactly
a hole in his pocket?
Evan, you can't make that proclamation and not at least give us a player.
Because I honestly don't know. I have no idea. You know what? Screw it. I got the guy. Linebacker Quincy Williams. Mm. He got benched a week ago, won his job back, is playing with a chip on his shoulder. So I'm going with a Quincy Williams interception. First interception by a Jet player will come from the linebacker, Q, the other Q. Let's go to Jody in Warren, New Jersey. What's up, Jody?
Hey, Jody.
Hey, guys. Nobody's hate meter for the Patriots is greater than mine. It doesn't exist. That being said, I fully expect my heart to be ripped out of my chest tonight. But, Evan, let me ask a quick question.
what is your most hated team of all the sports? Your team you hate the most, and Tiki, one for you is, does it matter that a lot of these Jets don't feel the rivalry that I do and Evan does? Does it matter to them? I'll hang up and listen.
That's a good question. I don't think so, because the intensity of the fan base, once you get on the field, is when you start to feel it, right? And like, I grew up a Redskins fan, so coming to New York and the Giant-Eagle rivalry wasn't a big deal until you get into Vet Stadium, which was a piece of you-know-what, and they're MFing you to death and threatening you and talking about your parents and your kid. Like, it was bad. Like, that's when you started to feel the rivalry. Then you go someplace else, say, I don't know, Arizona, and people don't care. And so you could tell who the rivals were by the reaction. And the Arizona was in the, I said the Arizona, because they were in the NFC East.
Right, yeah, of course.
It wasn't a rivalry, and nobody cared. So you feel it once you actually go on the road to that visiting fan base.
I would prefer not to answer Jody's question on what team I hate the most, because it's not the answer that Jody's looking for. And it's not the answer anyone's looking for. Because the answer to the team I hate the most resides in our very own city.
Let's go Knicks.
So why would we have this argument or have this fight? That is the correct answer, the New York Knicks. But if the question was reworded to what team not in this city do you hate the most?
Let's go Knicks.
It's very close between the Philadelphia Phillies,
right,
the New England Patriots, the Miami Dolphins, and the Atlanta Braves. Those are the big four. And I wrestle with it. And I think right now, because I think the moods change based on what's going on, I think the mood right now would point me to the Philadelphia Phillies. That'd be my answer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.